endemic species of worm, the velvet worm, was recently discovered in Vermont during an expedition mission by students and professors from the Harvard University and the George Washington University in the United States of America. Wildlife supervisor in the Forestry Department, Glenroy Games, told NBC News that the worm is the first of its kind and the entire genesis of the species to be recorded in the world. Games explained that the worm has been recorded three times before in history.
The name is the velvet worm. It was the first of the kind in the entire world ever recorded. So whether you're from China to Argentina to Russia, St. Vincent is the very first place that it was discovered. And not just that particular species, but the entire genesis of the species. The second part of it is that the time frame was in the 1800s, 1826 thereabouts, was the first one, and they thought it was a mollusk, like snail or slug with legs. So the person who did the book back then, who obviously was from the colonial time, would have placed it into that family, but it falls in a different family. It's closely related to centipedes and millipedes. That's the closest relatives. Now, the thing about this is that after that was done, in the discovery of that, we had it documented again in 1892, and then subsequent to that, in 1984.
Games noted so far that all the specimens that were collected have deteriorated. And the mission last week was to recover the species and see if the species still existed.
At all these different times in our history, collections were made. They collected them and they lodged them in museums across the world, and the specimens got lost. Well, when I said get lost, it means that they deteriorated because they didn't know how to store them properly. So they lost them. So the mission from the guys from Harvard University and George Washington University last week was to find out whether or not the worm still exists and if they would have it, and so that they could have it doing like prior conservation on it and so forth. And that means that you will have it for the future generation. And anybody from St. Vincent and the Grenadines who has interest in studying this particular species, Harvard University will assist them by providing funding for them to actually go and study that particular species.
Game said that the velvet worm has 24 to 34 legs and is 3 to 4 inches long. He also noted that the species bears live young, with two young being born while in captivity.
The velvet worm has approximately 24 to 34 legs. It's about 3 to 4 inches long. It's nocturnal, which means that it's found in the night. You don't find it during the day. And it lives in the soil. It's very cryptic, and it's hardly seen. Now, the last time I personally would have seen this species, and I've only seen it twice, before the researchers came, I've seen it twice in my lifetime, and one of the areas that I saw it is when the geothermal project was being done. We had to flush the area of all the species that were found there so that they don't perish while the construction was taking place. So while we were doing that, we found a specimen there. However, because we don't pay attention to a lot of these lesser species, we just blew it up like nothing happened. Then, and one of the other things that we, as a country, we are lost as to what species we have. And this species is actually an endemic species that's found nowhere else in the world. Now, there are other countries in the Caribbean who has, but ours is endemic, it's found nowhere else. And as I said, our species is the genesis of that entire family of that velvet worm. It is grayish black in color, and when you look at it closely under a microscope, it shows you it's orange with yellow spots and all different types of spots on it. The species itself grew, and it has young. It bears live young. So there's a placenta, and the species just have young. In fact, after the collection last week, we had two young being born while we had them in captivity. So that was great for us. So we knew that we actually had a female of this species.
Wildlife supervisor in the forestry department, Glenroy Games. He also noted that the worm will thrive in areas where there is pristine forest. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.